This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The last person to go to Jannah. آخر رجل يدخل الجنة. This person has done so much bad in his life that some people, if they see that person in Jannah, they'll be shocked how they made it. آخر رجل يدخل الجنة. And I want to be very clear. The last one to go to Jannah, not in like a line of people going to Jannah, they got resurrected Yawm al-Qiyamah, and there's Hisab, and this man or woman has so little hasanat, but then they eventually made it to Jannah, the last person. No. The last person to enter Jannah, that one we want to talk about, is the last one to leave the hellfire. Yani someone who was so bad that the pains in life did not erase the sins. Someone that was so bad that even adab al-qabr, the punishment of the grave, did not filter him. Someone that was so bad that yawm al-qiyamah and the ahwal and the sun above the heads and the sweating did not forgive. That's how bad that person was. This person was so bad that he had to go to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. He had la ilaha illallah in his heart. So he went and he went in hellfire to cleanse him from all these sins. May Allah make us all go to Jannah without hisab, without question, without punishment, without adab, ya Rab, all of you, ya Rab. But this person, he's suffering in hell, fi Jahannam. And he tells Allah, Allahumma akhrijni minha. Oh Allah, I'm done. It's so hot. The food is miserable. The drink is miserable. It is so difficult. It's burning me. My skin has changed. Ya Allah, help me. Akhrijni minha. So then when the time for him to leave comes, Allah tells him, if I take you out of hell, will you promise to never ask me for anything else? Wa'ad, you don't ask for anything else? So the man says, of course, I promise you, Allah, I will never ask you of anything else. Just get me out of this hell. فَيَخْرُجْ. Then Allah allows that person to leave the hellfire. The Prophet says, ثُمَّ يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَيْهَا. Once he leaves hellfire, he looks at hell. And he says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَجَّانِي مِنْكِ. Blessed he is the one who took me out of this hell. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي. He is the greatest God. He's the one and only God who took me out of this hell. Then what did he say? لَقَدْ أُعْطِيتُ. I was given today something. مَا أُعْطِيَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. Today I'm the most blessed human being ever created. No one was ever blessed as much as me. This miskin does not know Jannah is filled now pretty much, right? All the people in Jannah are there, having their homes, having fun. And he just left hellfire. He's the last one. So once he's out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got a tree to come from the ground. Beautiful tree made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just that, wama, and some water. And I want you to imagine, this guy just left hellfire. So having some shade, this is like undescribable. And water, water that is beautiful, pure, because he used to drink water in Jahannam. وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا. Allah says in hell there is water, but boiling water. And what this water does, it turns and or tears down the internal organs. قطعت الأمعاء. This water, تشوي الوجوه. It burns the faces. Like when I get the cup closer, it burns the face. That's how hot the water is. So now he sees water that is beautiful. And a tree made by Allah. لا. He remembers what he forgot. He made a promise. I will never ask for anything else. Just take me out of hell. But when he sees this, he cannot. He cannot. He says, Ya Allah, make me go under the shade of the tree, please. So Allah says, did you not promise that you will never ask for anything else? He says, I promise you, Allah, this and only this. Khalas, just this one. Just under the tree. أَشْرَبُ مِن مَائِهَا. Drink from its water, and that's it. فَيُقْرِبُهُ اللَّهُ. Then that man is allowed by Allah to get closer, and he goes under this shade. He feels he is the richest person ever created. This is it. And while he's sitting, Allah creates another tree that is more beautiful than the first tree. With water stream, more beautiful than the first type of water. Then this man sees it and he's struggling. Man, this is beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rab, please, let me go there. Ya Ibn Adam, ma yusrini mink. وبعدين معك, what's the matter with you? You keep breaking your promises. I promise this and only this. So Allah says, you promise you don't ask for anything else. He's like, I promise you, Allah, this and only this. So then this man leaves and he walks. This tree is nicer. The water is gorgeous. Man, this man was suffering yawm al-qiyamah. The sun above the head, sweating so much, he was drowning from his own sweat. كَانَ يَغْرَقْ مِنْ عَرَقِهِ. That's how bad it was for him. Now shaded, this is gorgeous, beautiful. No mosquitoes, no bugs, nothing, nothing. All of a sudden, a third tree comes out, more beautiful than one and two. And then he looks at it, same scenario. What should I do? This is so beautiful. The Prophet says, وَيَعْذُرُهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah excuses him. Allah knows he cannot handle. It's too good. Too good. So the man says, Ya Allah, please, please. And he's embarrassed, mahruj. But please, I can't handle this. This is a lot nicer than one and two. Ya Rab, please allow me to go under this tree. So beautiful, the way it looks, the way maybe it smells, the water. If the first two were not so clear, this is the clearest water. This is like an infinity pool right there. Forget above ground pool. This is like infinity in ground. This is unbelievable. So then Allah says, you told me you will never ask for anything else. I promise you, Allah, this is it. Wa'ad. This is the final, final. So then Allah takes him to the third tree under the shade, and he realizes this is really worth it. This is so beautiful. But what happens? يَسْمَعُ أَصْوَاتَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. That last tree was next to actually Jannah, next to the gates of Jannah. So when he sat there, he heard people talking in Jannah. What's going on there? عَلَى سُرُرٍ what? مُتَقَابِلِينَ. People talking, chilling, having fun. It says that this man remained silent. Like, I pushed it. I'm not going to ask for this. I'm not going to say anything. There's no way. Three times. Ya Rab, move me. Ya Rab, upgrade. I'm not doing this no more. فَسَكَّتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَسْكُتِ. He remained silent as much as Allah willed. He could not take it anymore. Ya Rab, أَدْخِلْنِيهَا. Just let me go inside. So then Allah tells him, what's wrong with you? First time, I promise I'll never ask again. Second time, I promise. You keep breaking your promise. مَا يُسْرِينِي مِنْكُ. What's the matter with you? He said, Ya Allah, Jannah, I can't. Ya Allah, just look how beautiful. وَيَعْذُرُهُ رَبَّهُ. And I want you to imagine, as this man is about to go to Jannah, in one hadith, this man says, Ya Allah, رَأَيْتُهَا مَلْأَ. It looks full, full capacity. There's no seats left. That's what it looks like. But there is room, inshallah. So then Allah tells this person, أَيُرْضِيك. Will you be happy to have in Jannah? How much? How much real estate? How much money? What's my net worth? You will get in Jannah what not the richest person have, but the richest king that ever walked on earth, you will have that amount of kingdom. You will have wealth as much as the whole earth. So the man says, أَتَسْخَرُ مِنِّي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You're making fun of me, Allah. This is the hadith. You're making fun of me. Oh, I'll give you the whole earth. I went to hell because of $4,000. I go to hell because of a bribery over $550. I stole an iPhone. That's why I went to hell. And now I'll have the whole dunya. And I'm the worst. So then the Prophet, when he said the hadith, what did he do? النبي روى هذا الحديث ماذا حدث له؟ ضحك. The Prophet started laughing. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you laughing? ما يضحكك؟ لضحك الله على مقولة الرجل. Because Allah laughed when that person said, are you making fun of me? وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you're the Lord of all beings. Then Allah says, وَلَكَ مِثْلُهُ وَلَكَ مِثْلُهُ وَلَكَ مِثْلُهُ وَلَكَ مِثْلُهُ وَلَكَ مِثْلُهُ. You have that times one, two, three, four, five, the whole earth and whatever is on it. He says, رَضِيت, I'm happy. I accept this proposal. I'm in. I'm all good. وَلَكَ مِثْلُ وَعَشْرَةِ أَمْثَالِهَا times 10. Then Allah says, I do whatever I want to do. I'm capable of all things. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he enters Jannah. You know, Musa alayhi salam, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the lowest level in Jannah? And you just heard it right now. Then he asks, Ya Allah, what about the highest level in Jannah? أعلى منزل في الجنة. May Allah make you of them, Ya Rab. أولئك الذين أردت غرست كرامتهم بيدي. These are the ones I love so much. These are the ones that I have personally implanted their dignity. ما حد يدعس على كرامتهم. No one dares to touch their dignity or harm them. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us of the awliya illaha salihin. Man adali waliyan faqad adhantu bil harb. Allah says in authentic hadith, there's only two times I'm aware of where Allah says, I declare war against a person. Two times Allah wages war, harb. Number one, in riba. Someone deals with riba, فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then be ready to fight God and His Prophet. The other hadith, the one is in Ayah Surah Al-Baqarah, the other one is hadith Qudusi authentic, Allah will fight the person who hurts one of Allah's beloved slaves. May Allah make us of the beloved slaves. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيلٍ فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. So these high elite people, what do they get? This is the now what you hear in many ahadith. For them, is something their eyes have never seen. لَهُمْ شَيْءٌ لَمْ تَرَى أَعِينُهُمْ قَطْ. Something they've never heard about before. What have you heard about? I've heard about the Amazon River. I heard about this country. I heard about Grand Canyon. I heard about out of this villa in Mexico. I heard about this, this and that. طيب. It's more than what you've heard. Number three, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. This is amazing. Allah says, and something they'll be given in Jannah that even their imagination, what can you imagine? Oh, I can imagine unbelievable things. Even your imagination cannot go as far as what you will see in Jannah. May Allah make you of that group, Ya Rab. And if there's one thing to share with you, one thing to share with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when the people of Jannah go to Jannah and there is like a sheep that is slaughtered. What's that sheep? What's this animal? Al-maut. Al-maut yuthbah. When we go to Jannah, four calls. Go to Jannah and you will never die. You'll always be alive. So you can want to skydive, do whatever you want. You'll never be harmed. You'll always be happy and you'll never be sad. And you'll always be healthy and you'll never be sick. And you'll always be young and you'll never be old. No knee replacements, no issues, inshallah, all healthy, nice and strong. And then once this happens, everybody in Jannah will remain in Jannah. So then Allah tells the people, أَرَضِيتُمْ, are you guys happy? So we all say like as if we're one voice, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَرْضَى. And how could we not be happy? Of course we're happy, we're excited, Ya Allah. Then Allah says there's more. More? More than what we saw and what we felt and what we ate and what we drank and what we heard and what we touched? More. I will be pleased by you. أَرْضَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَسْخَطْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I'll always be happy with you and I'll never be angry. فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. Then Allah reveals Himself and we all get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clearly, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاضِرَةٌ. You see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no obstacles, no issues. There's a lot to talk about how to get to Jannah. I'll share with you one and we've very much done the khutbah. One, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. Memorize this inshallah. You will never go to Jannah until you believe. And you will not believe, وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. Until you love one another. You will not go to Jannah until you believe. You will not believe until you love one another. Then he says, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I tell you something? If you do, you will love one another. You will be believers. You will go to Jannah. Yes, Ya Rasulullah. أفشوا السلام بينكم. Send salam among one another. So inshallah, we'll follow the sunnah. After we've done the salah, you see three people. You know one. You don't know the right. You don't know the left. Don't just say salam to the one you know. Say salam to the right and say salam to the left. على من تعرف ومن لا تعرف. Say salam to those you know and those that you do not know. One of the many ways to go to Jannah. And as you hear now, there's nothing in the world worth it to sacrifice Jannah for. Nothing. Fir'aun, what did Fir'aun say? Li mulku Misr, I own Egypt. What's Egypt on earth? How big is Egypt? 1%? No, less than 1% of earth. What did he say because he owns 1%? What did he say? Ana rabbukum al-a'la, I'm your Lord. Shuf al-miskin. 1% of earth, I'm your Lord. The lowest in Jannah has 10 times earth. So there's nothing in dunya worth sacrificing that. So go to Allah, trust Allah. May Allah make you people of Jannah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen.